We have to have a very fair assessment of this academic and intellectual icon of early Islam.
His impact is more pronounced in jurisprudence that he formalized.
And tens of thousands of statements and teachings have reached us from Al-Imam al-Sadiq alayhi salam.
This is Dialogue, an introduction to the most important dialogues and conversations of Imam Sadiq alayhi salam. Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. The program is Dialogue and I'm your host Mahdi. Today we want to talk about one of the great personalities in the history of Islam, Imam Sadiq alayhi salam. Please stay tuned. Imam Sadiq alayhi salam, the sixth divinely appointed Imam, in his brilliant lectures and research and his knowledge and wisdom, touched upon the issue of monotheism. Imam Sadiq alayhi salam, the sixth divinely appointed Imam, in his brilliant lectures, his knowledge and his wisdom, and his speech and actions, he touched upon the issue of Tawheed, Islamic monotheism, of course, which is a concept which is at the forefront of Islamic thought. Imam Sadiq alayhi salam responded to the doubts that came about upon this issue of Tawheed by various anti-Islamic persons with the intention of spoiling the beliefs of the Muslims. Imam Sadiq alayhi salam had a steady program to remove their doubts. He cured the issues of monotheism that the people had by using his knowledge and wisdom and referring to philosophical arguments as well as referring to sense-based issues that pointed to self-evident, obvious truths that allowed no place for refutation or disputation. Welcome back, dear listeners. This is IRIB English Radio, and we're talking about the dialogues of Imam Sadiq alayhi salam. So, dear friends, we are talking about this dialogue that Imam Sadiq alayhi salam had with an atheist, and it was a relatively famous atheist from his era, and he was quite well-versed in the concept of atheism, as well as being well-versed in the concepts of Islam. And so, with these two pieces of information at his disposal, we find that he put forth very interesting and complex questions that were, alhamdulillah, easily answered by the divine knowledge and wisdom of Imam Sadiq alayhi salam. So this atheist, he says, are magicians capable of changing human beings into the forms of dogs, donkeys, or some other kind of animal or something else? Imam Sadiq alayhi salam, he explained that the magician is incapable of doing this, and the magician is too weak to change the creation of the Almighty Allah in this manner. The one who is abolishing what Allah created and drew would end up being a partner with the Almighty Allah, and the Almighty Allah is far away from this. And then he continues, he says that if magicians could do what you have described, they would push away any kind of agedness and disease from themselves, preventing the whiteness of their hair and poverty from their own lives. One of the greatest kinds of magic is calumny, or slandering, which separates those in love and brings enmity to friends. This would result in shedding blood, destroying houses, and in disclosing secrets. A slanderer is the worst one on the earth, And the closest concept of magic is found in medical treatments. And magicians are too incapable to change or alter what Allah has created. So it's a really interesting response here by Imam Sadiq alayhi salam. And what's also interesting is that apparently this atheist is quite interested in magic. So of course, because magic being some kind of a supernatural thing that supposedly has nothing to do with religion. And so here he's trying to prove magic in order to disprove religion. It's quite interesting the way that the atheist is thinking here, even though he doesn't, you know, superficially or openly say these things, but these things are understood from you know, the other things in context. And but again, Imam Sadiq alayhi salam very clearly refutes the idea of magic being something that is supernatural. Matter of fact, he keeps on saying in multiple different ways that magic has a scientific background to it, or it is something that is done with great speed or smoke and mirrors, as it is said, in order to confuse and make it look like it's supernatural. And then there are certain kinds of these magics which are inspired by Satan, which does not necessarily mean supernatural. Again, it is a way to be able to control the natural and the physical. This is Dialogue, Imam Sadiq alayhi salam. IRIB English Radio, our radio programs and podcasts on iranradio.ir.
In the name of Allah, the Beneficent, the Merciful. One day, Nu'man ibn Thabit, also known as Abu Hanifa, who was one of the four Sunni imams and the founder of the Hanafi school of thought, came to a barber in Mina to shave his head. The barber said, "Come close to your right, face the Qibla, and say Bismillah." Abu Hanifa learned three qualities from him that he did not have. Abu Hanifa asked him, "Are you a slave or a free man?" He said, "A slave." Abu Hanifa inquired, "For whom?" He replied, "For Ja'far ibn Muhammad, peace be upon him." Abu Hanifa then asked, "Is he present or absent?" And the barber responded, "Present." Subsequently, Abu Hanifa went to the house of Imam Sadiq, peace be upon him, to meet him and requested permission, but the Imam did not grant it. Abu Hanifa mentioned, "I waited for a while until some people from Kufa came and sought permission to meet him, and upon their request, he allowed them, and I entered the house with them. When I stood in his presence, I said, 'It is appropriate for you to send a representative to Kufa and advise the people there not to speak ill of the companions of Muhammad, peace be upon him. More than 10,000 people in this city are speaking ill of the Prophet's companions.' The Imam replied, 'The people do not accept me.' Abu Hanifa questioned, 'How can they not accept your words when you are the descendant of the Prophet of Allah?' The Imam responded, 'You yourself are one of those who do not listen to me. You entered the house without my permission. You did not sit down without me asking you, and you did not start speaking without permission. I have heard that you issue fatwas based on analogy.' Abu Hanifa confirmed, 'Yes.' The Imam then expressed his concern, saying, 'Woe to you, the first one who expressed an opinion based on this was Iblis, when Allah commanded him to prostrate to Adam. He refused, saying, "I will not prostrate because you created me from fire and him from clay, and fire is worthier than clay." To invalidate analogy, the Imam provided examples in Islamic laws that contradict this principle and said, "In your opinion, Is killing an innocent person greater or committing adultery? Abu Hanifa replied, killing an innocent person. The Imam, peace be upon him, pointed out, so if acting on analogy is correct, then why is it enough to have two witnesses to prove murder, but four witnesses are required to prove adultery? Does Islamic law agree with analogy? Abu Hanifa replied, no. In this way, Imam Jafar Sadiq, peace be upon him, proved Abu Hanifa's analogy wrong. Indeed, during his era, no scholar of religion was more knowledgeable than Imam Jafar Sadiq, peace be upon him, who imparted great knowledge to the Ummah and taught the true Islam. Some people think that the Jafari school of thought is a sect that emerged from other sects. However, the reality is that the Jafari school of thought is the highest, the most noble, and adheres to the true Islam among all sects as it follows the teachings of Imam Jafar Sadiq, peace be upon him.
Thank you very much for listening to this episode of the program, Dialogue. For more information, visit our website at iranradio.ir. Until another episode, God bless you and fi amanillah.